Hello there, and welcome back to this edition of Triad All Stars. I'm your host, Ryan Smith. You can rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcast, Tobacco Road Sports Radio YouTube channel, you can find at youtube.com/tobacco radio. Well, my guest today here on Triad All Stars is a freshman receiver at UNC, 6 foot 190 pounds. He is Alex Taylor, former receiver at Grimsley High School. Alex, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well. For those who may not be as familiar with Alex, let me just tell you a little bit more kind of about him. He was an early enrollee, a four-star prospect, 38th best receiver in the nation, number four North Carolina by Rivals.com. Two-time All-State player, three-time All-Conference, two-time All-Area performer, and someone who had 33 touchdowns over his four-year career. There at Grimsley, 2,825 yards, and then also had three interceptions and a forced fumble on defense. Just some of his stats there for you if you're not as familiar with Alex and his game. Alex, let's just start with an easy one. How is it like being at college at Carolina and just the college life? We'll get into the football in a little bit, but just how's it like being at college?
Everything's been pretty cool. The transition was pretty easy, not too hard. Everybody at Chapel Hill is pretty cool. Getting adjusted to the classes wasn't too hard. My academic advisors, they make sure we're on R&R plan to graduate in about three and a half years. So outside of football, it's been pretty easy to transition.
And specifically talk about, I think we asked you this last time you were on the pod, but why'd you end up going to Carolina? And just for those who may not be as familiar with the recruiting process, what was that like for you? And, you know, as a new era athlete, I would say, with the NIL and stuff like that, how was it going through this recruiting process?
Well, I'll start why I chose Carolina. I chose Carolina because I felt like it was home to me. I felt like I had a great chance of playing early there and learn from a great receiver coach like Lonnie Galloway. And then the recruitment process, with all the new news about NIL and stuff like that, just never really thought about the money. It was about playing to me. You play, you're going to make money regardless. So didn't really worry about that. And just finding out who's real through the whole process, coaches-wise, and just talking to other players that's going through the same process as me. So comparing our processes and talking about the coaches and seeing how they were, how they treated them. So that's how I just did the recruitment process.
And what are some of your off-season goals and plans as you are an early enrollee freshman year next fall, obviously, from the football standpoint? But what are some of your summer goals, off-season plans as you try to get ready for your first college football season? Can you kind of walk us through that a little bit?
Okay, I got to Chapel about 2 months ago. So my plan was really to put on weight early, and that wasn't too hard. I really just been eating. So not like I'll say like unhealthy or healthy food. I just been eating more than I was here. About 3 to 4 meals a day. So putting on weight was easy with that point. And then Coach Hess, our strength and conditioning coach, and his staff have done a great job. So I feel like I've already got stronger, which was another one of my goals. And also to learn a playbook and get on the field early. And with spring starting, I think we start Tuesday, I get to showcase what I can really do and see if I can play in the fall.
And talk about Coach Matt Brown. We'll get to Lonnie Galloway in a few minutes. But Coach Matt Brown, how is he like being in the recruiting process and just being with him now for the few months? What's he like? Give us a little inside scoop on any good Coach Matt Brown stories.
He's a great coach. You know, always kept it real with me from the beginning. Always told me I was going to be in. He hasn't changed ever since I met him in the beginning of my recruitment process. Don't really see him too much right now since they've been on the road and stuff. But so far, yeah, he hasn't lied to me at all, and he's kept it real with me.
And Coach Lonnie Galloway, who you just mentioned, he's the assistant head coach and then receivers coach there at Carolina. Has he divulged kind of his plans for you as a freshman? You talked about the playing time and being able to play early. What are their plans for you on the offensive side of the ball, and what are you most looking forward to getting out there with the receivers?
Well, right now he told me I can play anywhere from outside through slot. So just have to learn the whole playbook that way. And him and Coach Lindsey, they both told me, you know, us coming in as freshmen, we have a great chance of playing. You know, this is one of the best freshman classes we've had. So just staying to the course, being humble, and trying to get on the field is what we're going to try to do. What was your other question?
Well, it was more just about the receiving class, which you kind of answered a little bit there. Did they divulge their plans for you specifically? I know you can't really get into competitive reasons, but is it the X, the Z, the slot? Like, what are some of the specific ways you think they're going to use you, or maybe how you want to be used specifically?
It's not really a specific place I'm gonna be, you know. Right now I'm just learning outsides, but as we get deeper into the season, closer to the fall, I have to learn all through I'll say X through Z. So both sides all the way through. And I guess I wanna be used any way I can, to be honest. If I can catch a 5 yard hitch there or a fade ball there, any way they could use me so we could go out there and win.
And talk about playing in the ACC. I know that's something that is probably a dream goal of yours, something that you've looked forward to for a long time. When someone just says, you know, Alex, you're going to be playing in the ACC for Carolina, what does that mean to you?
I don't think it really hit me yet, you know, not, but I guarantee your first game is gonna hit me. Just seeing the atmosphere and we play in Minnesota first game, which isn't ACC, but still probably gonna be a sold out crowd. So I just feel like it's gonna be a crazy experience. You know, I think we play at FSU this year, which is insane to me. Been watching them, they always been the top team my whole life. So I just feel like all that atmosphere is gonna be crazy and fun to play at.
When you're obviously you haven't played specifically yet, obviously freshman year is coming up, but when you're not on the field, what are some things that you like to do for fun around campus or just with some of the guys on the team, some of your hobbies that you like to enjoy right now?
I'll start with food wise. We go to Cane's a lot. Raising Cane's, it's really good. Go there a lot, go to Chipotle a lot. And other than that, we've been going to the rec center a little bit, playing a little basketball. Not too hard, but just getting some shots up here and there. Then usually most of the guys we just chill at our dorm, play video games and just socialize there.
And what's a fun fact about you, something that maybe most people may not know about you, something that may not be in your bio or something that maybe only a few number of people know about you?
I'll say that I'm bilingual, been speaking Spanish since kindergarten, so I guess that's some a lot of people don't know.
And is there, you mentioned Florida State, you mentioned Minnesota. Is there a particular road environment that you really are looking forward to playing in the ACC this year coming up?
I definitely said those two, and we also play at Duke this year, so our rival, that'll be a fun game as well. I'm really looking forward to FSU. Feel like they're gonna pack it out. Minnesota first game, I think we play on a Thursday, so like kick off the season. Feel like that's gonna be very packed. So looking forward to all of those three.
Talk to me about the Duke Carolina rivalry. You just mentioned playing at Duke. What does that rivalry mean? Obviously, you are haven't played in it yet, but just things that you've heard.
Growing up in North Carolina, that's always been a big time rivalry. So. Just been looking forward to playing in that, you know, not losing to those guys at all. I think the last senior class was undefeated 4-0, so trying to keep that going and not lose to them at all through my whole time at Chapel Hill.
And have you gotten a chance to bond with your recruiting class? You talked about it being a very strong class. Is there anything that you feel like is, what do you think this recruiting class brings to Carolina football this year? What can fans of Carolina football expect from this recruiting class this year?
I feel like we're a bunch of hardworking, humble guys, you know, not really the type to down talk anybody or overhype ourselves at all. And we just come in every day, looking forward to trying to get playing time, working every day. We stay in the film room, stay with our coaches, and feel like we've been doing great this offseason, transitioning from high school to college. So just look forward to us working hard and making as much plays as we can.
And then, obviously, this is specifically All Stars podcast from the Triad area, Grimsley High School, where you played at. Do you have a specific memory about Grimsley that you're going to miss this year? And just when you think about your time at Grimsley, you know what comes to mind?
I'll say I just miss socializing with the guys, you know, I've been growing up with my whole life. And just playing in those Friday night games, you know, with the band, all that, being the big basically the best player on the field all the time. So I definitely say I miss that, just spending time with those guys. I'm sorry, what was the other question?
That was it, basically. Yeah, just spending the time with the guys and just looking back at your time at Grimsley, like, what do you remember? What are you fond of? That was basically it.
Guess what else? I probably one of my favorite memories, or just memories at all, is I guess I'll say this year setting a record against Paige, beating them 52-0. So that was pretty memorable.
Is there specifically, you know, you talked about your off-season goals and stuff, but what is, if you can kind of walk us through kind of what are some of your, obviously you mentioned, you know, getting stronger, you mentioned building out your reps and stuff and bonding with the guys, but can you walk us through like a typical day? I know you've only been there a few months, but what is a typical day like in the off-season for you?
Right now, probably wake up, depending on what day, I'll say wake up at like 6:30, 6:45 ish. Go eat breakfast at the facility, lift around 8 to about 10, get in the hot tub, hot cold tubs for a little bit, then go to one of my classes at about 11. After that, go eat lunch, come back, well, probably chill for that little bit of time. Might see my academic advisor around that time. Go to class at about 2. Then probably see my academic advisor again, seeing if I got any work to do. Finish work through that time. Then at about 4-ish, we probably throw with the quarterbacks. And after that time, it's probably I'm really free for the rest of the day. Could play video games or chill with my friends or go out just chill. That's really a typical day for me.
And have you gotten a chance? You talked about Coach Lonnie a little bit. Have you gotten a chance to really get to know him specifically? You know, you talk about Coach Mack Brown in the recruiting process. How was, you know, Coach Lonnie? Because he's the obviously the coach that you're gonna be playing for specifically. What was that time like with him in the recruiting process?
Same as Coach Brown, you know, he's never lied to me, told me I would have to work for my playing time regardless. But like I said, I feel like I have a good chance of playing, you know, I've been working hard. So with that part, he hasn't lied to me at all. And like Coach Brown, I really haven't like been around him that much since they've been on the road and stuff. But we've had some meetings, you know, with the receiver group, going over plays and stuff like that. And basically been the same as my recruitment process when I came into those meetings as well, just looking at them.
And my last one for you here, again, I'm Alex Taylor, freshman receiver at Carolina, former Grimsley wideout, been my guest today here on Triad All-Stars, with an assist of my daughter here in the background with on the podcast today, making her debut. What is just kind of lay out kind of your overview for your freshman year coming up? My last question for you, just what do you want to accomplish your freshman year? First year coming up in college football, different from high school, as you know, Friday nights versus Saturdays. What's kind of your overall, just what do you, obviously football wise, there's goals specifically for like your position and, you know, team goals, of course, but what do you specifically, when you look back on your first season in about a year from now, what do you want to say that you've accomplished as your start to college football?
Main goal is really to just get playing time any way I can, really. Just trying to find my way onto the field. If I get the opportunity to make plays, showcase what I can really do. I'll say those are my two biggest main goals.
And that's a perfect way to end it. As I said at the top, my guest today has been Alex Taylor, UNC receiver, former Grimsley wideout at Carolina. Alex, best of luck, and we look forward to talking to you down the road. Thanks again for coming on today.
Sir, thank you for having me.